123-1005 in Ballymun and Beijing.
Radio WXTC.net
in Coolock and Cairo.
Radio WXTC.net
in Artane and Amsterdam.
Radio WXTC.net.
This is Radio WXTC.net, podcasting on the internet. This is a very special show, so as we swiftly apologise for not having a podcast for 7 weeks, we'll move into a very special start, at least to this evening's podcast, and that is Why I Love Radio, the podcast. It all started about 32 years ago. I was about 4 years of age. I was in my daddy's arms. It was before 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was being carried down the stairs by my dad. And the radio, it had a magical sound. A sound like this. My early interest in radio had begun. The sound of the RTE SIG tune that used to warm up the transmitter valves on the old medium wave transmitters many years ago. About as memorable a sound from the early 70s for me as sonic booms off jet airplanes that would go over Ireland. Wonderful. From there, my next memory that I'll share with you, and that I can remember of me and radio, was that I wanted to have a radio. I wanted to own one. So me and my twin brother decided to save all our pocket money and whatever money we could find and buy a radio. So we got an old Coke can and we put a slot in it and we saved our pennies and our tuppences and our tenpences, and we eventually got enough money to purchase a small tranny radio. It was one of those small one-speaker radios with a plastic wrist belt. It took a 9-volt battery, and I suppose it didn't matter how crap the radio was. It was our first radio that we owned ourselves, and we turned it on, and this is what we heard.
Got this in pocket. Got that though. I am gonna use it. Intention.
The Pretenders, Brass in Pocket. And we tuned the tuning knob and nothing much happened because we moved to the next station and Brass in Pocket was playing. And we went to the other end of the band and Brass in Pocket was playing. It was 1981, this song was at the top of the charts and every station copied the other. And while we thought we had a brand new broken radio, it just turned out that for a few moments, a really weird thing in radio was happening. Every station in Dublin, Radio Dublin, ARD, Radio City, Big D, Diamond, Community Radio, Fingal, the whole bloody lot of them must have been playing that song at the one time, and more of that kind of stuff later. That was back in the days when radio had personality. And people listened to radio as a group. A family would listen to one radio in the car, one radio in the house, in the kitchen, in the living room, wherever it was. Nowadays, radio is individual. It's personal. It's you, your iPod, and yourself. Back then, everybody enjoyed a communal audio experience, and that's what we grew up on. We also had to grow up on the more cultural Radio Éireann radio as well, so we got the best of both worlds. Our parents got pop and we got a bit of culture from their radio choices as well. Next, moving through the years, I've bought many a radio, more than I care to remember or mention here on this podcast. But every time I bought a radio, something significant would happen with the first listen. And just like The Pretenders' Bass and Pocket was on every station we listened to when we bought that little red tranny from Byrights and Bayside, we heard a particular song quite regularly. Hang on a sec. What's gone wrong? Who are you looking for?
Bunny.
You've lost your bunny.
Yeah.
Do you know where he is?
Yeah.
Where did you see him last?
In my bathroom.
Will we go in and have a look?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Panic over, Bunny has been found. That was Charlotte, my youngest. And last night, Bunny spent the night in the back garden, lost. And that wasn't something we'd like to live through again tonight. So he is safe in her arms again. Little pink bunny rabbit on the podcast. It's WXTC.net and this is Why I Love Radio. That song, a song we heard many times when we bought a new radio. About 7 times out of the 30 or 40 times I've tuned in new radios for the first time, we heard this particular sound. I hope this is seen as fair use. Here's the Specials, Do Nothing. Do Nothing from The Specials. It just kept coming back every time through the 80s and 90s. Even into this century, I've heard that song as I tuned in a new radio. It's ghostly almost. I've also heard Stereotypes by The Specials. Really weird, really weird. WXTC.net, Why I Love Radio. I mentioned some stations there. Radio Dublin, ARD. Radio City from Cable Street and Big D, Radio Diamond from Fairview, Community Radio Fingal CRF in North County Dublin. Stations that we grew up on, and there was many more, I'm only listing a few. All medium wave. The crackles didn't matter. The music was good, but it wasn't top notch. There was plenty of clutter, there was lots of talk and buckets of personality. Personality with a capital P sprung from these radio stations. Stuff you are getting once again in the age of the podcast. Then what happened next in Dublin was some old dudes from the 60s from the pirate ships came in. Two particular guys, Chris Carey and Robbie Robertson. And they set up Sunshine Radio and then Radio Nova. And a flood of super pirates came our way. Nova, Sunshine, Q102, Energy 103, with their clutter-free American diet of what the DJ says ain't important. It's all Bay Area highs, time checks, and the diet of music is formatted push-button stuff. And this is what they sounded like.
Clutter-free. Nova 88 FM. In stereo.
You see, we were more used to jingles like this. You see, Nova and Sunshine might have taken the D out of distortion in Dublin radio, but Radio Dublin kept the distortion in. They brought us the clutter-free. It's a bit, I don't know, it's a bit like, I don't know, they deadened the radio. It sounded great at the time. It was fresh, it was new, it was professional, but it brought a lot of lifeless broadcasting to being. Take it back a few steps, a couple of decades, the Pop Pirates, Caroline, Radio North Sea, International. They sparked off an entire industry. On their demise, independent local radio throughout the UK started. So what you could do is liken the pioneers of podcasting to the Ronan O'Rahillys of this world, who decided because their music labels couldn't get played on Luxembourg, they'd set up their own radio stations. The only way to do so was to bypass conventional authorities and put radio ships bobbing up and down in the North Sea. The pioneers of podcasting are doing something similar at the moment. Their motives slightly different, but there's a parallel with the music industry not being quick enough to change with technology. And here lies the problem for the music industry. If you don't change, you're going to be redundant. You're going to be bypassed.
From a point at sea to the circles in your mind, this is the new Radio Caroline. This is Caroline.
And my third musical memory from I Love Radio, Stiff Little Fingers at the Edge, Radio Caroline, 1986, when they used to split with Radio Monique. Sunny summer's morning in Dublin, about 8:15 a.m. If I was to guess, it would be April. This thing comes, not crackling over the radio, blasting over the radio. 319 medium wave. It just blew the pop pirates out of it. Long live radio, and it lives and it continues in podcasting. We're going to break here in the Isle of Radio, and we'll definitely part two it, and that is Brian Green on the radio as 1985 approached, and the date was May the 18th. I took to the airwaves for myself, a natural progression for somebody who loved the medium so much. So in part two, in the future, Brian Green loves radio, why I went on the air, what I did, and why I finished, and why I started again. WXTC.net, the podcast continues in its normal mode in one moment's time.
The figures that are just now becoming available to us show one thing very clearly. As a community, we are living way beyond our means.
And we're back with the podcast in its normal mode. Let's take this microphone down a bit. That's easier. We dashed off on the 29th of August with a show that was recorded in a dash. And I didn't explain because I didn't want the house broken into, that I was heading off on holidays. And literally 25 minutes before the car was to leave the drive, I decided I'm just going to do it. I haven't done it for weeks and I'll do a show. And I did a show, and that was the story that was that last show. So we headed off to Trebolgan in County Cork and had a week there with all the family, had a great time, great break from work, and then headed back through Wexford into Ferns and met up with some family where there was a new house and a new kitchen installed, and I decided to assist and fit the new electric oven and electric hob. And just in doing so, while rolling around on the floor with screwdrivers and three-core electrical cable and stuff, I heard a little noise and a little beep in my pocket, and a few minutes later I took out my trusty old XDA, my phone, my MP3 player, my podcatcher, my digital life stored on a 512 SD card, which I'm holding now in my hand, and big crack across the screen. And some screen it is, it's enormous. You talk about video iPods, this thing has it all going for it, and it's old technology at this stage. But anyway, hang on a sec. Clear his throat. And XGA is dead. Cracked screen, it needs to get repaired. So funds are available. It'll be about £235 to get the screen fixed. And it'll get fixed, and hopefully before Christmas it'll be back to life again. Just around its first birthday. Because it was about December last year that I acquired XGA. So looking forward to getting that back. I miss it. Because I went back to my Palm VX. It's just not the same. I want my XDA back. Looking forward. What else happened in the meantime? We wrote up some show notes on this. I did get a chance to go to a gig on October 11th. I saw an artist I played in previous podcasts, Rebecca Hart. And that's not how you spell Hart. More on Rebecca Hart later, because I picked up a beautiful CD at that gig and I'll play a track from that soon. That was in Doyle's on October 11th. So since then I've had my birthday, and thanks to Graham for sending me a card, and Jennifer, much appreciated. Must have mentioned that in a show, did I? So birthday's come and gone and I feel no older. I feel as young as I ever did. Anything else happen? Plenty happened. We had a pub quiz the other night, and will I share some questions of that with you? I will, but we'll get into a track first. What I'm going to play for you now is something I heard through the radio station Air America Radio, and this particular artist was interviewed and tracks were played by her, and she's coming to Ireland soon. Dates follow this first track. This is Erin McKeown and To the Stars on WXTC.net.
One part sad and two parts brave. One part silent and one part says, to the stars. One part black and two parts blue. One part wishes the best for you. One part changed and two parts fine. I'm telling you, I'm fine. To the stars, to the stars.
To the Stars, Erin McKeown on WXTC.
Stars apart, shine the same.
I'm not used to that finish, but maybe it's just as well I went over part of the song, and then nobody can say I'm giving away the MP3s for free here, but if they're that good, go out and buy it. WXTC.net played Erin McKeown. And as I said, there's a couple of gigs coming up from Erin, and she hits our shores here in Ireland on the 2nd of November, where she hits Cork's Cypress Avenue, and that's a 9 p.m. start. November the 3rd, Limerick, and it's the famous Dolans at 9 p.m. November 4th, Roisin Dubh in Galway, and that's the gig I hope to get across to on a trip. Must be well worth going over to. And then November 5th, she hits my hometown Dublin and plays The Village, and another 9 p.m. start. So they're all 9 p.m. starts. The 2nd in Cork, the 3rd in Limerick, the 4th in Galway, and the 5th in Dublin. ErinMcKeown.com if you want more details. Lovely stuff. 11th of October, I headed out to see somebody I'd played on a previous podcast, and I think it was one of those artists that contacted me by email and said, play my stuff, and I did, and I love it. Do that if you have anything out there that's worthy of playing on the podcast. I'd love to hear it and send it in, radio@wxtc.net. So what's my gig review? It's not really a review because it isn't prepared in any way. It's just absolutely 10 out of 10, a brilliant performance and well worth going along to see Rebecca Hart on October 11th in Doyle's in the Ruby Sessions, which I've never been at before, but I'll certainly go again. Some really good singer-songwriter stuff. Top drawer. Get along if you're in Dublin on a Tuesday night. It's in Doyle's, which is not far from the entrance to Trinity College, and it starts around 9, 9:30, 9:45, maybe 10 o'clock. They weren't too pushed on starting, and it's Dublin, they're not too pushed on finishing times either. So I checked out Rebecca and loved it, bought an older EP of hers, and I'm going to play a track from it now. All going well with my music system here, I should be given access to the tracks, and in a few moments' time, iTunes will do its thing and I'll be able to play something. That's more like it.
Yeah. This girl. Trouble, married to madmen, unfurls under her mother, under a street lamp, under a young man where no one can see her inside me. You don't fuck with the powers that be, cause they'll turn you any which way but free, she says. I'm bred to no boundaries, and I'm born to raise Cain. I've been cracking since June, and I swear since I swallowed the moon, and I can't find my tune. No one ever taught me not to bleed or go change the weather, cause you ain't gonna find no way to alter me. I hear it takes a disaster under the laughter to bring back the song, and I laugh once I wrong. See, this time there was arrogant music and an overdeveloped intellectual frown, and you burn when you take the dress down. But you see her and you don't like me now. Girls take no lover prettier than you. I'll go undercover and find he's not the man you were accustomed to. And obviously it ain't nothing to the powers that be. Yeah, but you, Joe, you really had a hold on me. So no one ever shut my eyes to blue. I'll change the weather, 'cause there ain't gonna be no way to alter.
RebeccaHart.net, Powers That Be, from the album, I called it a mini EP, Psy, WXTC.net. Check out RebeccaHart.net, wonderful stuff. Too much sound coming back, I think, from the speakers at the moment. And listen to the, it sounds like a Hoover, it's the DVD drawer belting away. Can we stop it? Can we convince it to be quieter? Hang on a second. Yes, Eject does that nicely. Anything else happening in the last few weeks? Yes, we've launched a new podcast in parallel to the WXTC radio show. We are doing a podcast for the Irish emigrant. You may have picked it up on the feed as a little bonus podcast recently. What's it all about? It's news from Ireland for the emigrants, people who've gone away, want to stay in touch with the Irish emigrant, which comes out of Galway, has done for the last 17 years. And the team over there update you throughout the week. Just give you a blast of it here to the headphones and see if you can hear it. Welcome to the Irish Emigrant Podcast. The Irish Emigrant News for October 17th, 2005, issue number 976. Familiar voice. So you can check that out each Monday. It's available from www.emigrant.ie, where you can find the iTunes link and the RSS feed to subscribe to. Check it out. It's definitely worth, if you're interested in news from Ireland, it's one of the few, if only, source of podcasts with Irish news coming your way on a weekly basis. I would definitely encourage you to check that out. Speaking of Ireland and stuff, we're going to take some music soon from an Irish band, but they're based in Texas, in Houston. And Houston and Texas, should I say. Murder the Stout, they're called. And they play progressive Celtic music and songs tinged with effervescence of pogue-flavoured liquid. Murder the Stout, I can't say it after a few stouts, consists of Gerard, Hugh, Neil, Berkeley and Jonathan, a cultural mix from Ireland, Scotland and Texas. And they are in the Podsafe Music Network. You can find them there. And they got in touch with me outside of the network, and because I'm in the network too as a podcaster, and they said, "Will you play folk rock from around the world and you're based in Ireland, you better play some of our music." And that was about 2.5 months ago, so things are slow at WXTC. We eventually get round to it, and we are getting around to it now, and in a few moments time we're going to have Murder the Stout. Got it right that time, third time lucky. It's down on the another source that I'm playing, and it's down on the memory stick, because I wanted to keep this music close to my heart and around my neck with my MP3 player, which is doubles as a gigabyte memory stick. And I'm searching the memory stick as I speak to you, looking for, oh there it is, Murder the Stout. That's me on the tin whistle, actually. You didn't know I played tin whistle, did you? Many talents of Brian Greene. Hang on a sec. There you go. Question from our pub quiz the other night was the part of the tin whistle you blow into at the top has a special name. Now, I created the questions. I didn't even know this. What is the name of the top of the tin whistle that you blow into? I'll give you the length of this next track from Murder the Stout to think about what they call the top of a tin whistle. And it broke down. What happened to Murder the Stout? The disc definitely didn't want to play it. Let's have a go. No, we're having trouble with that particular track. Let's see if we can play something else by Murder the Stout. Nothing else there. We'll try one more time. Hang on. No, she's just cutting out. Is there another way of doing this? Perhaps Real Player could take over again? Maybe there's a fight going on within the system and I just will not play it. How easy would it be to use this to play? Hang on a sec. We go down to memory stick and... No, we're in trouble. We're certainly not going to be able to play that one. Let's try another one. And this is somebody else who's been in touch with us and wants us to play some of the music. Not only have they done that, but they sent us two CDs in the post, which we are very, very happy to receive. It's Lynn Brown. And also playing some Podsafe music for you today. Let's try this. And this seems to play. Lynn Brown on WXCC. There it stops. Lynn Brown. It was only 51 seconds, so I was very dubious and suspect of that particular track. So what we're going to do is jump over to another one. This all sounds hugely unprofessional, but we'll give it a go. This is Lynn Brown. Love versus Disaster.
Walking on the shoreline, breathing in the sunshine. Treasure. watchful for a wave, mindful of an earthquake, rolling blackouts, mudslides and fires. We're tuned into disaster.
For reasons of time, I'm going to fade that one out there. We're running at about 37 minutes on the podcast. LynnBrown.com. Check it out. And I'll be playing plenty more from Lynn in the next couple of shows because, as I said, two CDs are sent over in the post. And I look forward to checking them out in full very, very shortly. Now, we gave a huge intro to Murder the Stout and everything failed on the old memory stick. And it was all queued up and sourced and ready to go. So what we're going to do is go live over to our account at music.podshow.com, the PodSafe Music Network, and attempt to play live a track from Murder the Stout. This should work. Hang on a sec. No. No, it doesn't. There we go.
As I was walking over the far from Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol, and then whipped out me rapier. I said, stand and deliver, or the devil he will take you with your ring. Dem a do to my da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money, it was a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She swore that she loved me and never would she leave me. The devil take that woman, for you know she can't be easy. With your ring, dem a do to my da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Murdered the Stout on WXTC, whiskey in the jar. I don't know if trad arrangements are governed under PodSafe, but I hope they are. Why not? Why not? From Houston in Texas, Murder the Stout. And apology, lads, I will cut you short there because of time once again. Trying to keep this under 40 with about 15 seconds to go. I don't think it's possible. It's been a while. It's been over 7 weeks since the last show. The last show went bananas. It listed about 2,500 listens, which we are overwhelmed with and delighted. Servers holding up quite okay with that number, and send more people this way. Stay subscribed and stay listening. You can get the RSS feed at radio.wxtc.net or www.wxtc.net. We want to hear from you. The open channel is email and it's radio@wxtc.net. I'm Brian Green in Dublin, podcasting since March. I'd like to thank you for staying tuned our way. Check out, if you are in Dublin, the Sunday Business Post of today, the 23rd of October 2005, where I'm pictured and featured on a podcasting story. If you want to see what the face behind the voice of WXTC is, you can check it out in the Media and Markets section of the Sunday Business Post. That's about it for the show. Thanks for listening, and we'll do another one real soon. I always say that, and I never do. We will do one soon, because we've just part two, the I Love Radio. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. Take care. Bye. quick supplemental, the answer to the pub quiz question, the top of the Tim Whistle question. Do you remember? We got all waylaid with the difficulties on the Murder the Stout track, and we forgot to come back to you and tell you that the top of the Tim Whistle is called a Fipple, F-I-P-P-L-E. So there's one for your pub quiz brains. WXTC signing out, 73s. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.